The Average Network, in its never-ending struggle to exploit political foolishness, takes you once more to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, Vice President of the Known World. Here we find the evil vampire at the heart of the administration, recovering from his visit to old Europe. This is Chapter 42 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. Come with us now, below the streets of the Capitol, beneath the subway, beneath the tunnels that connect the various office buildings, even beneath the legendary Vault of Endless Obscurity, where Hannibal Hamlin, John Nance Garner, Hubert Humphrey, Fawn Hall, Monica Lewinsky, and other political almosts toil away eternity playing canasta and cribbage until Judgment Day, when they rise to sit at the right hand of quasi-sacred judge Learned Hand. Here we find Count Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the head of Dr. Henry Kissinger in deep conversation. Let us join them.
Master? Master, I've brought you your salve. Master, your wings are all bent. It was a long flight back from Europe, Rumsfeld. Have a blood bag, Master. Ah, Rumsfeld, you are such a treasure. Those cursed Europeans, I think most of them are anemic. I haven't fed properly since those nice fat American tourists in Zurich.
Poor you.
You scoff, Henry. It isn't strictly true that vampires don't change. We age very slowly, and I am tired. Rub harder, Donald. Ah.
From all reports, you might just as well have phoned them. The visit was no use.
I tried. I used all my best lies, Henry. I even brought up the mobile weapons labs.
It's too bad everyone already knows that they weren't weapons labs.
Details.
Your writers details. Need some new information.
You're probably right. It's odd. They've only been dead a few years. I think I'd have done better if I'd taken Saddam's head along. He certainly isn't using it.
Dick, I warned you about the WMDs. We've never had any valid evidence.
Well, we needed something. The public wasn't as keen on war as we needed them to be. It certainly didn't help when Colin Powell started contradicting me.
I think he's on to us. He knows we're going to dump him.
After last week, I'd like to do more than dump him.
You were too transparent. Oh, sorry.
I'll look more substantial after a few more squirts from this bag.
Your actions were too transparent. Ever since Jim Baker slipped up and admitted that Gulf War I was about oil, people have been suspicious. Halliburton should have been more
circumspect. Well, Lynn tried to warn them at the shareholders' meeting. It's all those ex-Smirsh and Stasi shareholders. They don't trust anything or anyone. Roll a little to the right, Master. Donald, that's wonderful. And, of course, I return to find David Kay ruining all my speeches.
Henry? Dr. Kissinger?
Don? Are they home?
Should I fire some warning shots, George?
Hey, yeah!
No, Ashcroft, these supports look pretty old. Henry?
In the training cavern, Mr. President.
Go on here, Elliot. Past the J. Edgar Hoover Memorial.
Dang, he sure looks weird in that dress.
Leastways he ain't in a box. He'd have hated that. Excuse us, Clyde.
Oh,
howdy, Dick. Gol dang.
Oh, man. Can't you cover up, Dick?
Are those wings? Ew, creepy. Hi, Dick. Hello, Henry. Hi, Don.
Ah, Abrams. How are you, idiot? I'm getting a bit of a rubdown. I had to fly ahead of Air Force 2 to avoid the dawn.
They like us in Europe again, Dick?
Of course they don't like us, George.
Most of Europe knows we're trying to take over the world. If it weren't for our free press, America would be on to us as well.
I don't know why they call it a free press. It's cost us plenty.
It's worth it most of the time. Dick didn't have much luck in Europe, I'm afraid.
Well, they are pretty old.
They certainly are.
Hey, I seen pictures of you with the Pope, Dick. I thought a vampire would die if and they met the
yeah,
Pope.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't me. It wasn't Lynn either. We hired doubles. He's an old fool. We knew he wouldn't notice. Some of his entourage may have caught on, but they didn't dare speak. International incident and all that.
Huh.
I think he was asleep most of the time.
Poor old thing is asleep most of the time, I'm afraid. Oh, Henry, remind me later. Berlusconi gave me a bag of cash for you. Something about the Hague, I believe.
Yes, Elliot, you've been lining that one for me.
Every time the Hague thinks about indicting Silvio for something, we toss him a Serb or two. We keep him on tap. When we give him Serbs or Hutus, it ties him up for a couple of years.
I see. So Berlusconi continues as the prime minister of the mob in the hubbub.
Precisely.
Clever.
Elementary, my dear Cheney.
Then when Silvio completely screws the Italian economy, we buy the country.
You get
we'll pick it up
John
at the bargain price.
Was, George.
Here, these are the prelim numbers from Waterhouse.
Oh, nicely done. Can we really get Florence for that?
Meanwhile, gentlemen, we need to get George re-elected.
Well, I was wondering when we going to talk about me some more. Now, George. Good. Andy sent me the latest numbers yesterday. According to these, a Mosley Brown Gephardt ticket could hurt us. Well, I'm sure glad they ain't running.
George, your numbers are dropping so fast that even one of Ashcroft's dead opponents could beat you.
Some of them's mighty tough, Henry. According to Madeline, we'd have serious trouble against Kerry. If Kerry teams up with Edwards, we'd lose some of the South as well. He's one of them trial lawyers. We're going to get him with some tart reform.
Tort, George, not tart. Tart reform was Nixon's. He was afraid of prostitutes and psychiatrists. What do we have to do to stop the Democrats, Elliot?
Well, Mary Madeline suggested mass executions. Yeah, but Andy and Kyle say we got to try them before we can hang them. That's why we got to pass Patriot 12, by gobs. Interfering with a man's hangings ought to be against the law.
You're quite right, Ashcroft, old thing. Of course, we can always claim a national security violation, unspecified.
We'd have to have the court on board. We still owe Rehnquist and Scalia from the election.
And the way to ensure they keep getting paid off is assure our return to power.
Man, this politics is sure tricky. You sure Reagan started like this? Not exactly. You see, Reagan was popular.
Huh. Don't worry, George. You have the appearance of popularity. That's almost as good.
Maybe, but this here John Kerry's a war hero like my dad.
No one cares what you did during Vietnam, George, and the Texas Air National Guard can stall releasing any of your records under national security if we ask nicely.
They should be guarded.
Most of the president's records are already available on the internet, including his transfer request, the turndown, the failure to report papers, the lousy reports, the
explain
bad
to me again why George is the perfect person for our presidential plan, Richard.
It can all be covered up again, Henry. We've given McClellan a dossier to use in case the subject comes up at a briefing. But it won't.
It's sure to, Dick. I got some of it from a Deanie I know.
Elliot, you know a Dean voter?
I know lots of people, Doctor. If the Deanies have it, they've all got it. Except Lieberman's bunch. They're clueless about most everything.
What's the problem? You were a draft evader, George. Well, for that matter, so were most of us, I suppose. I told you before, I had to stay home to do the dishes, by gobs. Guts to leave a man to do his
dishes. Oh, don't worry, John. All our excuses are pretty flimsy.
Any other little tidbits we should be aware of?
Rumor has it that at least a couple of George's old coke connections might pop up. Dates, pictures, details.
Whoa.
A couple of cops are leaking. It isn't good, Doctor.
How soon?
Couple of weeks.
So we have some lead time. We need to sweep David K. under the rug.
He's doing it for us, Doctor. He backpedals on everything he says, and he's blaming the CIA, just as we'd hoped.
Excellent. Thank you, Donald.
Hey, ask some wingspan, Dick. I was not a small man, George. Ah, thank you, Rumsfeld. One of the ribs caught. Ah, there.
You put on that robe. Where'd them wings go?
They're retractable. They fold into these little cavities.
Donald, well, I'll be switched. By gobs, ain't that something, George?
Swell, ain't we gonna have problems on account of the weapons?
If it were only the weapons, I'd say no, but we're spinning nearly everything these days.
It's akin to juggling, George.
Precisely. Drop one plate and it starts a chain reaction.
That'd be bad, huh? Like that video of me and Ollie North snorting toot with Pizza Face back in 86. That's out there somewheres.
That's before you found Jesus, ain't it, George?
Oh, yeah, I'm all better now.
Let's not talk about that. Richard.
Henry.
Upon careful reflection, if Carey wins the nomination, we will have to kill him.
Splendid. Of course he isn't a Kennedy, you know.
Well, he looks like one, kinda. He hangs out with that pinko Ted.
We will have to make do. I don't think we necessarily have to kill Kennedys.
No, it's okay. New England Democrats, whether they're Kennedys or not, they all know Kennedys.
Ah, so it's like cross-pollination in a way.
More like an infestation. Kennedys spread like cockroaches.
I'll get my posse ready. Yeah. Now, John, for this, we shall all need plausible deniability. Perhaps we could accidentally test fire a small nuclear weapon when Senator Kerry goes stumping in New Mexico. I know lots of pilots. Maybe he could vanish in the mountains of northern Mexico.
Maybe John's right. What do you mean, George?
Well, you know, bunch of cowboys ride in, shoot him to pieces, ride on out. Hell, it'd be 20 minutes before anybody even figured out it ain't a stunt. Cowboys ride into the back of a C-130, fly him to Texas.
Well, by gobs, you know, that's not bad.
Sometimes we must pause and remember that George isn't stupid.
Well, that's right.
I'm intellectually lazy.
No, George.
Yeah.
Episode 42 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were vine-ripened, squeezed at the peak of flavor, blended with spices, and bottled within 3 hours of picking for that extra fresh flavor, and may be served with ad hominem grits. This is Pablo T-Flies, wishing he hadn't said that and begging your pardon. Stay tuned.